Good morning. It's Friday, and it's also time for the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
I should say you've got on your chef's hat today.
Mm-hmm.
And this recipe sounds really, really good, especially for all of our holiday events and gatherings that may be going on. This is a really good recipe that you could serve. And we're sharing today what's called the beef rib roast with horseradish sauce.
Right. So if we cook this, we would call it prime rib.
Prime rib. Yum, right. Yum, yum. So, you've definitely won Grant Hildebrand's heart.
All right. Folks, I know what you're saying. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're saying, Chris, have you looked at the price of a prime rib? Yes, I have. But Christmas comes but once a year.
There you go. Celebrate it.
So if this is something that you can work into your budget, a prime rib is a fantastic way to share this holiday spirit with folks, right?
Yes.
And I think, Kristen, I mean, when I think of the roast beef or the rib roast, I think of my favorite, well, I don't know if it's my favorite, but one of my favorite Christmas cartoons, the Grinch, you know? He talks about the rare who roast beast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, rare. So we're going to talk about cooking roast beef today. But so anyway, folks, you got to get together and get your, when you go to pick that rib roast out, basically, they're a 2 to 4 pound rib roast, you know, we want to kind of, if that's for bone out, if you got a bone in, it may be a little bit more expensive, but
okay.
Excuse me, a little heavier. I'm sorry, I kind of got lost track of where I was at there for a minute, but you know, for us, we're going to go with about an 8 pound roast, all right, for the number of people I need to feed. And I need a little bit of salt. I need a little bit of ground peppercorn mix or however you like. I like it pretty peppery myself.
Okay.
I want a little minced garlic. And for me, I want that fresh. Okay.
Okay.
And a little bit of vegetable oil.
Okay. No rosemary yet.
No rosemary yet.
Okay.
No rosemary yet. We're going to use a little rosemary. I'm actually going to move around on this recipe a little bit because I've actually done this horseradish sauce and it's fantastic. So anyway, so what we're going to do, we're going to get that oven going at 350. I like to use a regular roasting pan for this kind of deal. One of the throwaway ones usually works pretty good.
Okay.
I want to cook my roast. I want to place it fat side up.
Fat side up, so that way the juices
there
go
down. There you go. Goes down through it. Goes
ding,
down
ding,
through
ding,
it.
Ding. Okay.
All right, so then I want to make sure I've got a good meat thermometer. We talked about a meat thermometer a couple weeks ago. We were talking turkey and on this beef rib roast. Basically, if you want it medium rare, which is the way I would like it, we're going to cook it to an internal temperature of 135.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so if you want it medium, we're going to go up 10 degrees, 145. If you want it past that,
It's not as good.
I just kind of quit, you know. And I was like, oh, my gosh, if you want it, okay. But as it comes up, about 10 degrees for every degree. So medium rare is you know, 135. Medium is
145.
Medium well is going to be 155. Well is going to be, you probably need to move out of the United States. No. Okay. All right. So That's where I want to be. Realize that when we really like a roast to rest before we cut it. So even though we bring it out of the oven, it's going to go ahead and probably come up close to 10 more degrees.
Okay.
All right.
And I've heard people say rest for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to rest 10, 15, 20. Depends on the size of the meat, right? I guess at least 10 minutes.
Okay.
And we never really talked about that with the
turkeys,
but that's a good thing. You're going to mix your seasoning, rub it on the top, cook this bad boy in there. You're probably looking 2+ hours.
2+ hours. All right. Okay. Set the timer.
The horseradish sauce is super easy. Mm-hmm. We're going to take heavy whipping cream, horseradish, salt, and a little rosemary.
Okay.
Mix them all together and kind of whip it together. Almost make like a whipped cream.
Whip it.
There you go. We're going to serve this on the side. Folks, if you're looking for this recipe, for a good prime rib for Christmas. It's at Beef It's What's for Dinner. Of course, that's out there. You can Google Beef It's What's for Dinner. Click on the holiday section. And it's got lots of good recipes in there.
Yeah, Chris, thank you for that recipe this morning on the beef rib roast with horseradish sauce. Make sure you check it out on our Facebook page at the Get the Scoop Radio Show. Make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.